Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome back to Fun Friday. Today, we have Princess Chloe back with us to watch The Prince on HBO Max. We're going to continue the show and watch episode 2 titled Tea. And Princess Chloe, you were very excited for this episode. Like, literally, guys, she walked in, literally sat down, and was so excited about just the word tea. I've never seen anyone get so excited about tea. Why are you so excited for this particular episode?
Well, Common Sensocrat, thank you for having me back. It's Carrington.
Never mind, continue.
Thank you.
So this episode, tea, us Brits, we take tea very seriously over there. It is very important to us that we drink the tea at the specific time. High tea is what it's called. And by the way, for you Americans, I'm very sick of you calling it tea time. It's not tea time. It's called high tea. I just had to get that out of the way because I talked to one of my other American friends and she was saying tea time, tea time. And I was like, no, it is specifically called high tea.
Ugh. Okay, well, clearly she is very passionate about tea. But how often do you drink tea?
Oh gosh, probably like 7 times a day.
Really?
Oh yes, I go to the bathroom constantly. It's ridiculous. It just goes right through me. Okay. Okay. It's great to know that that you have normal bodily functions, but I don't think you need to tell my audience all about that because we all know what we do with our bodies. So, anyway, to continue on that, so in this episode, it's going to be it's going to have a lot of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I heard.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited about that.
Very, very much so. And then one more thing about high tea. I got to get back to that for a second. I have to let everybody know, this is the most time we eat, actually. This is the time we mostly eat because we drink a lot. So we have a lot to drink about, especially these days. So
I agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. So we have a lot to drink about these days. So that's the time because they have all of these delicious cakes and sandwiches and oh gosh, they have macaroons or macarons, excuse me. They do specifically call it macarons over there. And over here, they're called macaroons. But anyway, I don't know why, but they're called macarons. That's what they're called. But anyway, yeah, that is true. That you're right on that one. Oh, absolutely. Anyway, to quickly wrap this up before we stop the show, that's the most time we eat. So that is why high tea is very important to us, because that's the time we eat and we're not as crabby when we go to the pub. So that is specifically, not besides the obvious, besides the obvious, why we appreciate high tea, of course, the Queen, that's what we respect. That's the time we, in a way, that's kind of our way of drinking with the royals is high tea. So every hotel in London does it, everywhere in the UK does it. It's a wonderful time. So every afternoon specifically. So that is why we appreciate it, because that is the time we don't get crabby. So,
okay. So yeah, clearly folks, make sure when you're drinking tea with Princess Chloe that you don't call it tea time.
So I went ahead here and set it up so we skip the intro. Is that good for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So just to recap for episode 1, we read the scroll in the beginning and did all that. And of course, the opening, it shows all of the basics, like all of the big staples of London, like London Eye, Parliament, and the Guards and Buckingham Palace, where it ends, where Prince George is walking in the doors with the guards. So the guards making the shape making the letters for the prince, which I thought was very clever. So anyway, now we're here for episode two, titled T. Oh boy. Okay, this will be actually kind of entertaining. I already feel it. Okay, let's play this, shall we?
Afternoon tea service in 1 minute. Afternoon tea service in 55 seconds. Leave him.
Leave him. Oh God.
45 seconds.
Hey, who do I talk to if I need Thursday off?
Well, already we have to get into that. So, does the staff act like that when it's a high tea? It has happened. Absolutely. Because the Queen is specific on her time. Very specific. She does keep a good schedule. Very much so. And she does abide by it. I mean, that is her... I mean, she has to. She is the Queen of England. So they have to make sure they're on time with everything. I mean, they have a great staff at Buckingham Palace. I have to say, they're always on time. There was no... They've had one guy, I think, out of the whole time, Queen Elizabeth II, or... My grandmother, who has been maybe off by 4 minutes, but she was very picky about it in those 4 minutes. She said, "Where is he? We need the one guy here. Where is he?" So it happens, but not very often. Actually, it's very seldom that she's late for anything. But if you notice on that, on the For those of you that are not haven't seen it yet, they have this giant tray, giant tower, full of the cake on the top, of course, the tarts, everybody, the tarts. They have the tea sandwiches, they have the macarons, the everything. They have the whole, it has to be full, absolutely. It has to be full from top to bottom. Otherwise, if there's even one gap on that tray, the Queen will have a fit. Because she's feeding everybody that comes to join her for tea. So she has to make sure it is full. So, and that is another thing. If you're going to actually have a high tea gathering, you've got to think of everybody else, not just what you want. Just like any party, really. And just like any event, really. Yes. So shall we continue? Oh, absolutely. Again, there are two. Oh, no, there's a. Okay.
Lovely. Everything looks absolutely scrummy.
Yum, yum. I fucking love tea.
Can I feed Camilla a sugar cube?
Just one.
Oh, she took it.
She's a good girl.
Would you pour a little bit of tea down Prince Philip's throat?
With pleasure, Your Royal Highness.
Oh, my God.
Closed, ma'am.
Here, yeah, let me give it a try. Sometimes it sticks. All right, Grandpa, let's open your mouth for William.
It's really stuck this time.
Is it like opening a jar? Maybe run it under hot water.
Why am I even participating in this?
Oh, neat. Demi Lovato is non-binary. Good for them. Oh, look, you got it open. There. Good as new.
I would like a treat. I would like a treat. The Queen would like a treat.
Oh, mummy, look at all the yummy, yummy, yummies. Yummy, 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 yummy. Yummy, yummy, mummy, mummy, mummy.
You sound like a fucking idiot. That's why you're not king, in case you're wondering.
Sorry, I got caught up.
A selection of all your favourites, ma'am.
Where's the flummery tart? Where's the flummery tart? I don't see it. I don't... Oh, there it is. I'll have that.
Very good, ma'am.
I told you there's
tarts. Gimme!
So I went online to see what was new with Uncle Harry and Auntie Meghan, and I couldn't find a thing. Isn't that odd? I would have thought she'd have at least popped up in a tampon commercial by now.
Excuse me.
You're fired. You heard me. I won't tolerate your constant coughing and hacking.
Oh, Mummy, don't. I love that one.
You are so weak, Charles. Like this fucking tea. Get him out of here. Bye, Felicia. From this day forward, you will be in charge of the tea service.
I don't know what to say, ma'am. I'm honoured.
And I want you to know that I'm super easy. And just have fun with it.
Alright. Hey. Thank you.
Okay, that kid freaks me out.
Yeah, what I was going to say earlier, because I thought I saw an empty chair, because I thought, oh, you should be sitting there. You should be sitting there. That's why I was reacting to that. But wow, all of that. I mean, that we have talked about that real quick. So, I mean, how amazing. Can I feed Camilla a sugar cube? Oh, that is very, the way they treat her, not exactly that harshly, but they do kind of treat her just like a little pet. They treat her like, they do. And I hate to say that because I really do, because, you know, she's okay. She's nice. I don't know her that well, but she seems okay. I mean, but it's true. Charles is known as the weakling. And I love the fact that she tells him, you know, that you're not king. You're not. It is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, that's so sad. Like, it's just mean. But it's true. He does get treated pretty harshly by her, huh? It was more Prince Philip that kind of brought that on. They never really had a good relationship, and that's the truth. And that's just so awful. But no, he's in a way, Charles is a kiss ass. I'm sorry, but he is. He's a big kiss ass, and that's just the truth. But with that whole thing where she fired the guy for coughing, I mean, she wouldn't necessarily do that. She'd probably freak out about the fact that he's probably sick, but she wouldn't necessarily fire him on the spot. So that is that whole thing. But all of that together, but there were some empty chairs over there on the side. But see, those aren't for royals. They're for the staff. They're for kind of the assistants or all of that, if they have to be there, but not always. So, but I love it. I loved that whole dynamic where they had to try to pull Prince Philip's mouth open because it's stuck shut. And I mean, I thought that was a little cruel, but I do also love the fact that, Demi Lovato is non-binary. Good for them. And just a little hint there, which I know, I think that was their way of being a little political here in the US. But I just love that they kind of throw that in there. And I also love the fact that Princess Charlotte, the fact that she grabs a croissant and Prince George literally yanks it out of her hand and puts it back on the plate. And I just thought, oh my God, how mean. And of course you have the random Prince Louis who comes in. I love that. That kid scares me. Like, that kid, who is that? I love that he's kind of the, who is that weird child? And I can't get it. I think that is too hilarious. But we've talked enough about this scene, but it's pretty self-explanatory that the more point in that one is, again, her tarts. I told you, her tarts. But anyway, let's continue on this, shall we? Oh yeah, for sure.
Slow down. What exactly did she say to you again?
A promotion. She gave me a promotion, Greg. Oh, I didn't think things could possibly get any better after our wedding. With the extra money, we could start saving for a surrogate.
Nothing would make me happier than for us to raise a baby in this drawer.
That dresser has two drawers.
Twins! Could you imagine?
I could. Don't you see? It's all happening for us. We're going to be one of those couples. It's just...
What?
Tea service is a lot. Do you really think I'm up to it?
You listen to me, Douglas Mitchell Thorpe. I knew when I met you that first day changing Prince Philip's diaper that you were destined for even greater things.
That was already more than I had ever dreamt for myself. But I've learned to dream bigger. Thanks to you,
I believe in you. Just make sure she has that fucking tart.
Do you feel rested?
Not really.
Oh, I know there's not really that much to talk about in that, but I think that is I love that is so true. What I've heard with staffing, like they don't go to bed until late because they've already had to clean up from the previous event or whatever, and then they get up literally 30 minutes or an hour later. Oh, it's very common. The staff does not get that much sleep. Of course, yeah, of course the royals do because of course, yeah, we need our beauty sleep. Well, that's kind of sad though. I mean, the staff doesn't get that much sleep. No. They probably get about 2 to 3 hours. So of course in the show they exaggerated, but I'd say on average they get about 2 to 3 hours a night of sleep because they're so busy taking care of them that they kind of have to, they kind of sign it, that's the contract they sign when they get into it. So they just have to know, hey, you don't get that much sleep, folks, not that job. But here we go. We're at Prince Harry and Meghan. Let's do this. Oh boy.
Hey, Harry, I'm gonna. Okay, what are you doing?
Hanging out. You know, relaxing.
Okay. Looks like you're standing kind of rigid and formal, not at all relaxed.
Really? No. Opposite, actually.
Jesus, what did they do to you? Anyway, would you mind looking after Archie? I have an audition.
Is it for Martin Scorsese?
It's for Last Man Standing, but my agent said it could be recurring.
I'm sure it's wonderful, darling. It only sounds shitty.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, see you later. Oh, would you pick up some milk?
Okay, already the fact that Prince Harry is just standing there. And she's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just hanging out. And that whole thing. Oh, what did she do? What did they do to you? Oh, I know. It's I love how much of a dumbass he can be, especially with the whole Last Man Standing. Wait, what is that show? It's with Tim Allen. It got canceled after season 9. 9 seasons. Wow, that's a long time. It is. It's actually a really funny show. It was just very political. And Tim Allen was clear on what stance he went on with his politics for sure. Oh. Well, that's a bit risky. Well, at the time it came out during, well, it came out during when Obama was in office. So I think that's what made it popular was because he had a stance with his Republican views and all that stuff. And of course it was, I liked the show, especially the beginning of it, because it had it they discussed all sides in one episode, and it didn't matter which topic. It was they were all very important topics. So I enjoyed it because of that. God, now I'm starting to sound like Joe Biden. I call me what a disaster he is. Yeah, no shit. But anyway, but yeah, but Meghan Markle going on an audition. But oh, that's another thing in the last scene with Prince George when he said, I'm surprised she's not on a tampon commercial. Was so good. They were like, I'm surprised she's not on a tampon commercial. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was good. Oh my gosh. But I'm not surprised. I'm absolutely not surprised. I'm not surprised she's like dancing on a maxi pad because she's trying to stay relevant. Oh, sorry. Like I said, she's nice, but anyway, shall we continue? We shall. Hey, common sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and/or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
Everybody, may I have your attention?
I said, may I have your attention? We are about to begin tea service. I know some of you are anxious, some of you are frightened, but know this. We do this for our queen. It will be difficult. Some of us will fall, but together we will succeed. We will give them biscuits. We will give them tea. We will give them scones, or we will die trying. For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother.
Yay!
Bravo! Bravo! Edmund, bring the flummery tarts.
Right away.
Now, does anybody have a question?
Yeah, who do I talk to if I need Thursday off?
That's actually a really incredible speech. But I'm sure that's exaggerated, but I would assume that's how seriously they take this. Oh my gosh, yes. We don't mess around with tea. We don't. Because like he said, this is how we celebrate the queen. And that is what we do. That is why we do it. So I'm telling you and all your listeners, we take tea very seriously in our country. And you heard my passions earlier this episode. I do. Oh, I need tea right now. May I have tea? I'm sure I can make some for you after we watch this. Oh my gosh, thank you, because it's making me crave it very much so. You didn't bring any with you? Well, I'm out. Oh. Okay, well then let's continue. We have 6 minutes left of this episode anyway, so shall we continue? Absolutely. Oh, there come the aliens. Or the monsters.
The tarts.
Cheers. Nice bit.
I love just their reaction. They're just, I don't know. They're just so goofy. They're the most random part of this whole show. Oh my gosh, I know. But like I said in the last episode, I wouldn't be surprised if that's how they made the tarts. I'm just saying. You're probably right. All right, let's continue.
Can nobody fix that?
I think the hinge is broken.
Just leave it. It's easier to put stuff in that way.
Oh my god.
See? Happy as a clam.
I told you I'll call when it's safe.
Wait, what's going on with you?
George is pretty.
Oh my god, thank you.
Carla, you should ask Mummy if she wants to do Pilates with you. Please, she would adore it. Mummy, Camilla's desperate for you to do Pilates with her.
You know when I'm available, Camilla? When fucking hell freezes over. How dare she say I need Pilates?
She's going to think about it and get back to you, darling.
Flummery tart, ma'am.
I don't like this.
But it's been your favourite for 90 years.
Yeah, and I just got sick of it. Now take it away. I never want to see it again.
Of course, ma'am. Ah, fuck.
If I ever see that tart again, you piece of shit, we'll be serving tea out of your severed head. Do you understand me?
Yes, of course, ma'am. Apologies.
I think he's doing a rather good job.
Yes, bang on.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, yeah, Princess Charlotte, she's got something up her sleeve. Oh, absolutely. I just love that they're making her to be like such a little devious middle child. Absolutely. I love it. But but this next scene though is Prince Harry. So let's see what you didn't have anything to add for this show, did you? Or this episode or this scene, whatever it's called. No, overall I love that she's already sick of the tarts. Oh, I know. Already I'm sick of them, but I don't see her doing that. Absolutely not. Because she does love her tarts, like I said. So, but I love that. you will serve tea out of your severed head. I know that's kind of a scary thought, but it's so morbid. But anyway, okay, we'll continue on.
Excuse me, milk? Fuck off. Right. Okay, are we? Milk?
Go to hell, asshole.
Aw, cute baby.
Thanks.
Grocery city. Oh, dear God.
Milk? Milk? Milk?
End of aisle one.
For your kindness, sir.
He gives her his ring, or gives him his ring.
Okay. What'd he give you?
Get away, it's mine!
Fuck me. The whole aisle is a refrigerator.
Oh my God. So, I love that right away. He's getting called asshole in the street. I know that makes me happy. I'm just picturing him walking by himself, which, by the way, I'm sure they have security. There's no way that he's walking alone. But I love that they're telling him to F off. And I mean, that is absolutely fantastic. But I can just see that happening with him and Megan, because, well, more him than Megan, because, you know, Harry, he's, love him, but, he can be a real arrogant asshole, just saying. But I love the fact that they make him look so clueless, like a lost puppy. They just go, you know, he's like, milk, milk, milk. And I love that he's asking milk to, where's the milk to, like, the side, like, people on the sidewalk, like. And I just love when he walks in the store, he sees there's the aisle of the log. It looks like a giant refrigerator. I mean, I love that they wrote him to be such an asshole and an idiot. It's just so funny. Oh, so good. Anyway, I just love it. And I love that he gave the staff, the cashier, his ring as a thank you, because it's such, oh my gosh. Anyway, what a shiz show. What a disaster.
They went, you know, okay. I think you did fabulous. Doesn't everyone think Douglas did fabulous?
Don't. Now, first order of business, the flummery tart. We don't need them ever again.
She went off. So what do we do about those things down there then?
Yeah, somebody needs to take care of that whole situation. So I'll leave that to somebody. Any other thoughts?
Reminder, I'm not here Thursday.
I know!
Oh, that's so sad. Those poor little monsters. They have to do something to them. Oh, God, well, are they going to kill them? I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out. But the fact that, I mean, I just remember, I love that stat. I love that guy. Remember, I have Thursday off. I know. And I just love that he goes, somebody needs to. Somebody. I mean, how typical of a boss. Because, of course, the boss is going to just delegate it to somebody else and not him. And just not himself. I just find it funny. Like, oh, somebody's going to do it. You know, somebody. Because, of course, it's not going to be me. But that, it's just funny. Anyway, let's move on, because we're back to Harry.
Hi, Kate, it's Megan. I was just wondering if you've heard from Harry?
Megan
Markle, your sister-in-law. Oh, never mind, he's here.
Wonderful, darling.
Who was that?
Megan. Some tosser gave her our number. Oh, shit.
Miss Herb. Where have you been?
The most incredible thing happened. I found this place, you're not going to believe it. Stacks and stacks of food as far as the eye could see. And people just roaming the corridors taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your audition?
The show was cancelled by the time I got there.
Well, we don't need you to work anyway because I'm able to find this. Game on, America!
Okay, well, you don't get paid for that, but I'm super happy for you. You're figuring things out, I guess. What happened to your ring?
I gave it to the working people.
We are the working people!
I'm sorry, I need a drink.
My God. We don't need to work anymore. We have milk. Just, what? Oh, I know. I love the fact that Kate doesn't like they made Kate not remember who Megan is. Megan, Megan, Megan. I love that Markle. Oh, gosh, I love it. They don't know who she is. I'm sorry, I just love it. Oh, my gosh. That is pretty funny. So good. Oh, absolutely. But no, that's just so good. And we're the working people. Okay, never mind. I need a drink. I just picture this actually happening to them. Absolutely, hands down. All right, we've got to, let's wrap this up here. I think maybe this is the last scene. I don't know. But oh, we're back in the cave though. So let's see what they're going to do. Oh God, I'm kind of scared. I hope they don't kill them.
I don't know about this.
It's like getting rid of mice.
Okay. Right, that makes sense. Mice. They're like mice.
It's very humane.
Good. Good.
No!
Holy shit!
Now that's done. So, what are the big plans for Thursday?
Oh no! They forgot one! But that's so sad. That is actually kind of sad. The one he was outside, he was, I guess, taking care of the organization and came back and I didn't mean to make that sound like, oh my god, they forgot one! But no, but that's just sad that the one they forgot, now he's, or is she, I don't know what they identify as, I guess, in that monster world, but no, but that is kind of sad. He literally just torched the hell out of them. Yeah, for those that haven't seen it yet, he literally torched them all, except for the one that came back with the tarts on the tray. And it's so sad. It's his family. That's, aww. Anyway, all right, let's wrap this up.
Ugh, people keep sending me stuff. It's literally never ending.
Hey, do you want a jar of Lemaire?
I would love a jar.
I'm kidding. These are like 500 pounds. Okay, let's go over my day tomorrow.
You have school and nap and snack, Your Royal Highness.
Okay, I'll need reminder texts for all of those. Really good job lately, you've been crushing it.
And you have a play date later this week, sir.
Why am I just hearing about this now?
It's been on your schedule for weeks, sir.
I'm not in the mood for one of your excuses, so spare me. First, we'll need a theme. Start thinking Truman Capote's Black and White Ball. Oh, here I am doing all the work again. Big surprise. And I want the guest list kept very exclusive. Do you understand me?
Of course.
If Charlotte shows up, so help me God. You know what? This is going to be fun,
I have no doubt with you hosting, it will be the party of the decade, sir.
Aw, thanks, Owen. I feel bad about before now. You can have that jar of Lemaire if you want. The one that's cracked in half, not the good one.
Oh. There's the monster. Monster escapes. Okay. Oh my gosh. What an adventure. What an adventure that was. Wow. So, okay, the monster escapes. And George is going to be having a play date with a specific theme. So, but I do love the fact that he looked at Owen and said, you can have the Lemaire now, but the one that's cracked in half. Like the fact that he just said, they're 500 pounds. And then he freaks out over the play date and he throws them all or pushes them all off the table and breaks some of them after he literally just said the price. I thought that was funny. Yeah, I do love the fact that they make Prince George look like the most spoiled brat in the world. But let's be honest, he is spoiled. So, but that's good. So good. We're back to, so Meghan and Harry are broke and it's just showing that they're broke and they make Camilla still look like a, you know, just like a prop. And then of course, Princess Charlotte's got something up her sleeve more and more, and then they burned the monsters, which is really upsetting. But the one monster who came back and saw all of his family members dead, well, he escaped. So we shall see what happens with him, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, that's sad. But you know he has to have revenge somewhere, right? He's got to plan for his revenge or her. I don't know. The monster. I'm just going to say the monster. The monster is going to come back and get the revenge that he or she or whoever it is deserves. Maybe the monster goes by non-binary, just like Demi Lovato. Right. Maybe. But anyway, but that was a very entertaining episode. And it was like a minute shorter than the last one. So that's good. I love how short these all are. I mean, it's really nice. Yeah, me too. All right, so do you want some tea? Well, now it's, what time is it? Well, I could have maybe half a cup of tea. But I gotta wait till 4 o'clock. So, okay. So do you want to have tea at 4? What is it called? Sorry. High tea at 4 o'clock. Absolutely. But you're going to want coffee, aren't you? Maybe. Ugh! Fine. You can have coffee at a high tea. But you're drinking coffee now. Put the coffee in an IV in me and I'm set all day. Well, that's like me with tea. Why do I feel like this is going to be a really beautiful friendship? So, can I stay with you when I am, since I'm going to be here for a while? We'll discuss it. All right, thank you, common sensocrat. Okay. Well, anyway, that should do it, folks. Today was really entertaining. Thank you for being here, Princess Chloe. Thank you for having me. And I'm looking forward to next week. I think next week's episode, if I'm looking at it correctly, it is play date. So we're going to find out what the play date theme and all the details of the play date will actually be. So, yeah, so with that, I wrap it up. I don't have a saying today, but the saying I give you all is, if you have tea, make sure you Americans call it high tea. So, anyway. But thank you for being here, Princess Chloe. And until next time, everybody, bye. Goodbye. Oh, and make sure to look out for my new satire day tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.